Hello, world. Welcome back to Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 3, Universal Law of Cause and Effect. Let's talk about the Universal Law of Cause and Effect. What exactly is cause and effect, and why is it considered a universal law? Well, I am so happy you asked. Let's talk about it. What we should first do is define the words cause and effect to give us a basic understanding. Okay, there are a lot of definitions for the word cause. I decided to go with this one, which states cause is the basis for an action, a response, or a reason. Repeat, cause is the basis for an action, a response, or a reason. So, cause has to do with an action, a response, or a reason. I also want to add, for something to happen, there has to be an action, a response, or a reason. Okay, I buy that for now. Now, let's define effect, which states, effect is a change which is a result or consequence of an action, a response, or a reason. So what we have so far is that cause and effect is defined as the basis for an action, a response, or a reason that brings about an effect, which is a change, as a result or consequence of an action, a response, or a reason. Repeat. Cause and effect is defined as the basis for an action, a response, or a reason that brings about an effect, which is a change, as a result or consequence of an action, a response, or a reason. Okay, I will buy that, but now I must go even further. Remember, we are talking about the universal law of cause and effect. So the universal law of cause and effect seems to be stating that the causes which we determine to be the basis for actions, responses, or reasons start with us. What I mean to say is it starts within us, meaning our thoughts and emotions to things that are going on in our lives. So the universal law of cause and effect seems to be implying that our actions, responses, or reasons begin with our thoughts and emotions. Interesting. So, our thoughts and emotions have the power to govern our lives. Simply fascinating. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, our thoughts and emotions are what is governing our lives. Okay, so I feel on some level we already knew this. Wouldn't you agree? I would, but let's go one step forward and say that our thoughts and emotions are creating the conditions that we see in our lives. I would agree, wouldn't you? Now, what is being said here in reference to the universal law of cause and effect is that the causes are coming from our thoughts and emotions and then are producing the effects, which are the conditions in our life. Things that make you go, Interesting. Here we are with our thoughts and emotions, which seem to be producing the causes and effect, which are the conditions in our lives. Okay, we got it. So what? What does this have to do with the universal law of cause and effect? Really? Are you really asking me this question? The answer is everything. It has everything to do with where you are now and where you want to go in the future. Really? Come on now. Do you not understand what I'm saying here? Okay, let me just say, the power of you lies within you. That's right. You have all the power to controlling your life and the lives of those you love. Let me take a step back and tell you how the universal law of cause and effect works. Let's go over some of the story of creation simplified again. Remember the story of creation simplified? I believe I covered that in segment 1. But it states, God is not only pure spirit or intelligent, he is also perfect and immutable law. As perfect spirit, he governs the universe through the power of his word. Hence, when he speaks, his words become law. The law must obey. The law is mechanical. The word is spontaneous. God cannot speak a word which contradicts his own nature. Since God is pure intelligence and endless being, he is always creating. It is his nature to create, but being all, he must act within himself. The word of God, spoken within himself, sets the law, which is also in himself, in motion. The result is creation. The word is the mode which, acting through law, produces form. As there are many words, so there are many forms, each distinct and each an individualized idea of God. God made the mechanical universe, the plant and animal life, but this did not satisfy him, for he wished to create a being who could respond to and understand him. So he created a being who had real life within himself. He could do this only by imparting his own nature to this being whom he called man. He must make him in his own image and likeness. Man must be created out of the stuff of eternity. If he is to have real being, humanity must partake of the nature of divinity if it is to have real life. So God made man from the essence of himself and clothed this subtle essence with definite form. And God said within himself something after this fashion, if I wish to have a man who is a real being, I must give him self-choice. He must be spontaneous, not automatic. He must have dominion over everything that is or less intelligent himself. I will let him name everything I have created, and he shall have all things to enjoy. For his life must be full and complete if he is to express my nature. So God gave man dominion over all earthly things. Man was not given the power to govern the universe, but he was given the power to have dominion. And God, viewing all that he had created, said that it was good, very good. How could it be otherwise since he had created it? Now, I know you are getting a sense of what I'm saying here, but here's what I'm saying. That you are the essence of the creator of the universe. Whether we call this high power, God, intelligent being, or pure spirit, we come from this essence. This means we have this essence flowing through our veins in every part of the human body or animal body and every other inanimate or animated object. So when we speak or think things through the power of our words, it must produce a condition or conditions in our lives. This is how the universal law of cause and effect works. You have a thought or emotion, good or bad. You continue to think it. It will have to produce an effect, which is a condition in your life. Now, because we are the children of the Most High and have been given the power of self-choice, then we can always choose or change a thought or emotion. Why? Because the power is in the word, the thought, or the emotion, which always can be found within us, not outside of us, but within us. So the universal law of cause and effect is really your friend and the doer, which is the law of whatever your thoughts are producing. You are truly the director, creator, and actor of your life. Now do tell, what will you perform today? Make it good and make it count.